Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Chazon, Parshas Devarim. So I'd like to speak a little bit about the Bein HaMetzarim. I actually found most of what I'm going to say from Darkei HaChizuk, from Gershon Edelstein Shlita. Actually, I would recommend if somebody would be interested in getting the weekly Divrei Torah from Gershon Edelstein Shlita, you could email the following email address, B as in boy, 052-760-0485, B as in boy, 052-760-0485 at Gmail. Okay, so you can get a weekly Dvar Torah, two-page Dvar Torah, a lengthy Dvar Torah from Gershon Edelstein on a weekly basis. So he discusses the Indian of the Bein HaMetzarim and the upcoming Tisha B'Av, which Be'ezus Hashem should be Nehapach, the Yom Tov, the Simcha. So we know that the Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes Amud Beis tells us that the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And what's the root of Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam, that's bad midos. And as we know, the Gemara in Gittin tells us in Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis the story about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Now the Gemara says that Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Chor of Yushalayim, Yushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. It sounds like what? That story alone was what brought about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, because they had such terrible midos. So, but in reality, that's not really true. Because you know, the Gemara tells us on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph that Rabbi Tzadok was sat in Tainus for how long? For 40 years, in order to prevent the Churban HaBayis from happening. So we knew that the Churban had to come. The only thing was that the Tainus, the Tani Yosef of Rabbi Tzadok, that prevented the Churban from happening for 40 years. So what do you see? That the gzera of the Churban HaBayis was not because of the Maisa Kamsa Bar Kamsa. That certainly was the, I guess, the tip of the icing of the cake, tip of the iceberg. That was the final straw that broke the camel's back. And a chanami. But as we see, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Ezehi Rida Ruchanit, it wasn't just the Maisa of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. We're talking about many, many years, decades of Sinas Chinam of Ben Midos, which is really the root of Sinas Chinam. So it's certain, it can't be that the entire generation had Ben Midos, was steeped in sin. No, it doesn't make sense. It's certainly the Tanoim of that generation, for sure they didn't sin. But Lamaisa, there were so many people in the generation, not just Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, who mirrored and mimicked the behavior and the terrible midos of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Ayas was brought about because of sin and bad midos. So the tikkun, the way to fix it is to improve on our midos. It's very, very simple. The Chofetz Chaim writes in his introduction to Sefer Chofetz Chaim, when we introspect, what is causing the long, long galus? The many, many reasons why we're still in galus. But the ikar reason is the chet of the tongue, our speech. As long as we don't fix this sin, how can we have a gula? This is what caused us to leave, and this is what's preventing us. So says the Chofetz Chaim. So you see, at the root of the Churban is our bad midos. That's what the Chofetz Chaim wrote his svarim with the Chofetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLoshon. So we can be attacking these chatoim, and we can see the gula shem from here remain. So how does a person reach? How does a person work? What are ways to improve on one's midos? What are ways to work on Sinas Chinam? So Rav Gershon Edelstein describes that a person should know to learn and become accustomed to mivater, to give in. What does it mean to stay this? To mivater. And to not expect anything from anybody. Don't have expectations that people are going to be nice to you. Don't have expectations that people are going to serve you. Certainly in terms of a family setting, don't expect everybody to be warm and cozy and do everything for you at every moment. Sometimes things aren't going to work out. Sometimes they aren't. It's going to appear as though people are doing things that are negative towards you. Do not expect anything from one's parents, spouses, siblings. Rather, that everything that happens to us on a daily basis, on an hour basis, on a minute basis, everything that happens to us is gzeira min hashamayim. If a person lives life like that, that everything is mamash min hashamayim, then what's there to get upset about anybody? The Gemara Beitza and Daf Tezayin Rav says, "Kom zonesi shel adam k'tzuv lomer shana." It's also everything is supposed to be straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody's cheating you. Nobody's stealing you. And maybe they're the vehicle that's bothering you, that's disturbing you, that's irritating you. But that's not. They're just the vehicle. It's all from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that happens to you during the year is straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person shouldn't think, and all the more so, other Abba, all the more so, person should give in, should not be machbid on somebody who bothers him, somebody who afflicts you, who pains you. Don't think that you're such a Baal Madriga that you don't get upset when people bother you, and you're just very calm, very relaxed, you know, it doesn't bother you, and you're mocha on them. No, 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 that's not enough. You need to know deep down inside that it's good for you. Because just like it's not enough that you don't get upset when somebody bothers you, your machshavah should be even on a much higher level. That if people bother you and you don't get upset and you're very comfortable and warm and friendly, just like we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us doing an Avera. Does he Chas Hashem pull a plug on us? Does he make us stumble and fall? Right? He knows we're about to do an Avera against him. And even so, he lets us continue to do the Avera. He doesn't react. So too, we have to follow that model, right? Then if we go ahead and when somebody afflicts us and bothers us and irritates us, and we are so calm, then in Shemayim, they're going to have the same reaction to us. When we chas v'shalom do anything klapei Shemayim, which is not 100%, so too, midah keneged midah, we're going to be dealt with very favorably. So it is not just, I'm going to be a nice guy, I'm not going to get upset when somebody bothers me, when somebody does something to wrong me. More than that, it's a great opportunity, because I go ahead and I'm nice, and I don't react negatively to negativity towards me, I'm ensuring myself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be misnahag with me in the same vein. And Sias Charm tells us in Perek Yudalit that if we would think about the idea that we're so right, and if we judge people, which means that if we're strict with people, then Rachman Litzmlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be strict with us, as we saw by the Avos HaKadoshim. Anytime they perhaps there's a shemetz, a slight avera, so all of a sudden there's some sort of test, some sort of punishment. But that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to go ahead and to judge the people around us, Lufnim Yishur Sedin, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us, Lufnim Yishur Sedin. So being mevater and giving in to people around us is not only a nice thing and the right thing to do, but it's beneficial for us. And then Rav Elishan describes the greater, you should have greater levels of emunah and hashgacha pratus. Person has to know the same idea that if a person gets hit by a stick, right, you don't get upset at the stick, you get at the person that hit you. Anytime we're afflicted and pained by somebody, it's not that person, he's just a shliach. It could be that he's terrible midos, it could be he's a bad person, that's true. But that has nothing to do with you. Your connection to that that pain and that uncomfortability, that discomfort, is nothing to do with that person, it's more straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to think to himself, why am I going through this experience? Why was it Paskin in the Beis Din Shamal that I should undergo this type of experience? As the Gemara B'Mitzion Pehei Amud Aleph says, Chavivin Yisrom Neshem Mekabel Lehem Schar B'Olam Haba. If you go through afflictions and you accept it upon yourself, Bi'ava, so you get Schar B'Olam Haba. And a person who thinks like that, right? Adam Shigurim Es HaYisurim HaRehu Goyim Li Simcha. Kodesh Baruch Hu says a person accepts upon himself and says, wow, I'm going to, it's okay, it's from Hashem, it's Yisurim Shel Ava, and I'm going to get a schar for this. So it causes Kodesh Baruch Hu Simcha. I'm sorry, the person who goes through a pain says, thank you for afflicting me, because through this, I'm going to get schar on Mahaba. So you brought me Simcha, and I don't have any anger towards you. If somebody cuts me off on the line at the grocery shop, somebody cuts me off in the driving, somebody, you know, doesn't invite me somewhere, somebody says something not nice that he didn't mean, but it could be that he did mean it, right? So what's the point in being upset at him? He's doing you a favor. He's giving you schar al-mahabah. There's no reason to get upset at another person who's bothering you, who's doing things to harm you. It's mamash from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And who, like I said before, who cares if he has bad midos? Oh, you're going to fix him. You're not going to teach him. He has bad midos. It's not your problem. It's not your business. The ikar is what's nagah to you. And what's nagah to you is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sending me a pain, a discomfort. And I have to say, this is from Shemayim. I have to figure out, is this to order me to do tshuva? Is this stam so that I should get tzchar in the next world? But it has nothing to do with the person there. And if a person lives with that level of hashkacha protis and emunah b'Hashem, and he really feels it, so when somebody bothers him, he's gonna be involved in sinas chinam? No way. He's going to say, thank you. He gives the guy a kiss. Thank you for staring me. Thank you for disturbing me. And furthermore, the Gemara Shonan Yitzayan Ranala tells us, Kol Mavi Ami Deisim Avir Law Kol Peshov. Person who is mafia al midos, which means he doesn't get upset, he works on himself, he gives in. So the Mefarshim explain, we know that there are three levels of sin. There's chet, avon, and pesha. Chet is b'shogeg, avon is mezid, and pesha is merid, which means form of rebellion. It's the worst level. So if you're mafia on your midos, a kodesh baruch is mochel, not on, just on chetam, not just on avonos, even on peshaim, an unbelievable thing. If we go ahead and we say we don't get upset at anybody who bothers us, and we're so calm and relaxed, and We don't focus our negative our reactions negatively on the person who afflicted us. Then what are we doing? We're mapping on midasiv, and a Kodesh Baruch is going to say, "Oh, you're so forgiving. You're so you don't have any grudges on other people against you." So Kodesh Baruch says, "I'm going to be mapping on I'm going to be moicha on even your peshav." So too. So just to summarize. If a person goes through an experience, whether it's a family member, whether it's a colleague, whether it's a peer, a boss, an employee, I'm going to quote for you from Gershon Edelstein, L'chein, im adam is damin l'adam davar kazeh, if you come into a situation where somebody does something not nice to you, something that bothers you, something that pains you, she'yesh siba ha-mo'eres osu l'hakpid, you have a reason to get very angry, and very upset at that person who is gabir ben makpid, and you overcome your inner feelings of being makpid and angry. Zuhiz damnut mitzuyenet avuro. This is a tremendous opportunity for you for growth. Tremendous. Shehi tikva gedolim od. It's a great hope. Shemin hashemayim yudun osu b'midas rachman. That right now you're going through a tremendous nisayon. Tremendous nisayon. And be'ezus Hashem, if you're Mizgaber, you're going to have tremendous levels of Midas Rachman. It reminds me of a story. I mean, I certainly can relate to this. I'm not sure if you guys can, but there was a young couple, a young family in Bnei Brak, that there was Erev Rosh Hashanah. Can you imagine Erev Rosh Hashanah? And Rosh Hashanah is only less than 2 months away. And they were in a huge rush, and they were supposed to go across town to Bnei Brak, to the in-laws, I think, the parents, in-laws, whatever. And the wife was mamish very, very late. And this young rabbi, this young man, Avreich, he basically came to shul, maybe he missed mincha, he came to shul late from Arav. Mamish, it was mamish terrible. And they had to walk, I guess, around this man that everybody was in shul. He had to walk his whole family over to his in-laws, to the other side of town. And he basically, I think he missed shul. He was just, and it was really, you know, it was all his wife's fault. But he thought to himself an unbelievable thing. He said, you know, what's my avodah right now? I miss shul already. I should get upset. I should be makbid on my wife. I should get upset at her for making me late. Or should I say, this is the way Hashem wanted it. There's nothing we can do. It's water under the bridge. It's spilled milk. What's the point of being upset? Let's be besimcha. It wasn't b'mezid. I didn't miss davening. I didn't miss get Rosh Hashanah night, you know, on purpose. You know, we couldn't make it. So he worked on himself, and he worked on it in his mind, and he said, you know what, it's all Gabs Lotova, I'm not going to be mad, but I'm going to be so calm, I'm going to be so relaxed. And that was the approach. He didn't feel any negativity, and he is made, he testifies, that year, he saw tremendous bracha and siyata d'shmaya in his life. It was like the best year. And it was so clear to him that it was because of his reaction to his wife and being late on Leil Rosh Hashanah that he had so much hatzlacha the entire year. It was pasha to him. And I think the lesson, obviously many of us are not married, and you know we don't necessarily have these experiences, but I think that the lesson is, when a person is upset about something, whether it's, you know, in terms of your family, in terms of your work, in terms of your friends, there's so many, you know, your professors or your boss, there's so many ways to get angry. And a person says, you know what, hold on a second, am I going to accomplish anything by getting angry? And a person realizes, no, I'm not going to accomplish anything by getting angry. Be calm, be relaxed. It's min and the hashgacha shabbat. It's min hashemayim. There's no reason to get upset at the person. And these are all very, very lofty goals and very lofty ideals, and very difficult to implement them. But if we put in a little bit of machshava, we think about we're still here in Golos. I mean, everybody's very nervous about Iran. Everybody's nervous about so many things, and so many people are suffering. I heard this past week on the radio that how do you feel connected to the Churban Beis Hamikdash? That if we, the Churban Beis Hamikdash represents, is the source of any difficulty, small or large, any difficulty that we are going through on a personal level, on a national level, all stems from the Churban Bayis. We don't want it anymore. We want everything to be, you know, in everything to be good for us, for Klal Yisrael, and the way, and we can all fix it. Each one has to look at himself and says, you know what, I need to be ma'abir on my midos. I need to work on my sinas chirim. I need to mamish, no matter what somebody did to me, it doesn't make a difference. It's omen hashemayim. And Be'ez Hashem, if we work on our midos, Be'ez Hashem, Tisha B'Av will be an epach to Yom Tov, and we will all dance together Be'ez Hashem, by the Gula Shema, by the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Yikara, Vimeinu, Amen, Vimein. Have a good Shabbos.